Ascendigo Autism Services has purchased 126 acres on Missouri Heights, just south of the intersection of County Road 102 and Harmony Lane. That property was slated for housing development on three parcels. According to the application and plan, the subdivision would have eventually added 23 homes to the landscape. Now, Ascendigo plans to consolidate the parcels and build the Ascendigo Ranch, replete with lodges, a lake, an equestrian center, and generally a place to hold a summer camp, plus other year-round activities for kids and adults on the autism spectrum. Kathleen Shannon and I attended the second of three public tours of the property on April 27th. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Amy. So when neighbors got wind of this project, they formed a nonprofit called Keep Missouri Heights Rural in August 2020, which was 2 months before Ascendigo actually purchased the land. Their website says they organized to preserve, quote, the property rights of residents of Missouri Heights, end quote. Their petition against the development had 485 signatures last time I checked, May 5th. Their main concerns are wildfire, water, zoning, increased traffic, and that the ranch will change the rural character of the area. One page of the website is dedicated to the Ascendigo Corporation, which is actually a 501c3 nonprofit corporation.
About 30 people from the group, which also goes by MOH, showed up the morning of April 27th. You know, they were really vocal. In fact, they seemed really angry. Kind of like if this were 150 years ago, they might have carried torches and pitchforks. Only six people went on the actual tour, and one was Dan Richardson, COO of Ascendigo, who led the tour, and two were media, including me. Most of the crowd asked questions and frankly demanded answers. What was your impression of the tour?
I was definitely cringing while Dan tried to field questions. I think the intent of the event was to exchange information, but it really ended up being a place for residents to blow off steam.
Okay, one more question, sir.
Yeah, who's going to do the construction?
Construction.
Oh, of course.
of course
they are.
Swimming
in it.
Way to rake it in.
Oh, yeah. Swimming in it.
A quick million bucks on this
yeah,
sale.
Yeah, no problem.
It seemed there were some discrepancies between the information that the MOH group had and Ascendigo's plan.
Right. One concern is the traffic claim. Ascendigo hired an engineer to do a traffic study that originally showed more than 450 vehicle trips to the ranch per day during peak season. Ascendigo has since changed that number to 210 due to a mistake on the engineer's part.
There's been several letters to the editor reporting 450 vehicle trips. That's not the case. Our application, and it was an error that we corrected, but it's 210 peak vehicle trips, so I wanted to correct that.
The MOH folks have called this mistake a lie.
Dan used the word evolving to describe the change.
Yes, and one resident called Dan dishonest. So this change has caused a lot of distrust among neighbors.
The MOH group says that Ascendigo is a commercial enterprise and that the land is zoned rural, which would require rezoning.
Let's hear a few clips.
This is a big commercial development, hiding under the auspices of being educational.
It's a disjustice to this community to change the structure from residential to commercial. But also, I have a Carbondale address. It's all of us that are being taken advantage of by this corporation.
We are not rezoning this. When we went to Garfield County, we said, this is how we'd like to use the property. And they said, that looks like an educational facility. That's an allowed use on that property. However, an educational facility requires a limited impact review. So the Board of County Commissioners have to approve in how you plan to develop an educational facility. We are not changing the zoning. And commercial, unfortunately, is a term that the neighbors are using. And I think what they mean is it's not residential, but it's not commercial. It's clearly an educational use.
With this property, Ascendigo says it has three wells but plans to use only two. They have Class A shares of Cattle Creek and B shares of Spring Park Reservoir. They also have a lateral off a private pipeline that takes water from a ditch owned by the Missouri Heights Mountain Meadows Irrigation Company.
You can look at the contract that we have with the Salt Water and Conservation District right now. And that contract allows 19,000 gallons per day. Our engineers have projected that we'll use, on average, about 7,000 during peak time. If you average that throughout the whole year, it's about 5,200, I believe, gallons per day.
Drought is on everyone's mind. I mean, Missouri Heights can get really dry. Just 3 years ago, when the snowpack was low and ran off early, one of the main ditches up there was turned off in mid-June.
Right along with water concerns is, of course, the fear of wildfire. The 2018 Lake Christine fire was a close call for Missouri Heights. Ascendigo's director of development, Julie Kaufman, said Ascendigo worked out a fire mitigation plan with the Carbondale and Rural Fire District.
So, Kathleen, with all of this conflict, you'd think Ascendigo would build elsewhere.
Well, here's what Julie Kaufman said.
You know, I think a lot of our critics keep saying, put this on the valley floor, and we would love them to suggest an alternative location. I heard that man mention Crown Mountain. I know of a property that's trying to go into Crown Mountain. The man is willing to pay for it himself as a community resource, and he can't get approval for it. So it's not quite as easy as just go somewhere else. Ascendigo's been looking for the right place. It's been a 10-year search.
As the crowd thinned out, I asked Julie how she felt. She said Ascendigo understands the concerns of neighbors and is trying to answer them. But there are parts she struggles with.
The harder part for me is when the integrity of the project and the reputation of Ascendigo is attacked. Some of what we've read in the paper and we've heard from the opposition group is that we're this corporate entity that's saying one thing and we're going to do another. And the reality is we have been as transparent as we could possibly be. Every single attachment, every word of this application is publicly available. You know, it's hard to, when someone says to me, you're building a donor resort, we are not building a donor resort. We are building space for programmatic use for individuals with autism.
I think a lot of people are mad or hurt and definitely surprised at how nasty this has become. And it's far from over. The plan now heads to the Garfield County Commissioners for discussion and start the approval process.
We'll have to see how things develop.
I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
And I'm Kathleen Shannon.